pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we still don't have accounts payable to
no,
the end of the record?
If you notice, the list that we looked at yesterday is $166,000. Those checks will go out today.
But we'll
they'll be on your agenda next week, yes.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll have more. Oh, do you really?
Mm-hmm. Let me check in Doug's box to see if he's got.
Do you think we have that today? We'll sit tight for a couple minutes.
This is $1 million. There's payroll.
Got to make sure that goes out.
Yeah, it's one thing to not pay your bills.
That's payroll cycle date. 1-8. But yeah, I guess you'll be. I guess I can sign it. So there is no AP on this. There are some wires. No, there's not. There's not even wires.
Did she drop anything out for you, Tom?
No, there was nothing in my box.
So are we going to read that payroll into the record and take a motion on it?
We probably should.
Yes. Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
Give me just a second here. Move to approve the Rapp County check approval sheet for January 16th, 2018. Accounts payable cycle date January 8th through January 12th of 2018 in the amount of $488,805.45. Payroll checks cycle date January 12th. 2018 for $522,637.58. Payroll checks manuals on date January 5th of 2018 in the amount of $913.65. And I see a new line item here. Payroll, IRS, and state income tax withholding in the amount of $244,554.96, total of $768,106.19, for total disbursements approved of $1,256,911.64.
Second. Tom, do you have any comments on that?
No.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
We will have regular AP for you to sign off on next week because we had the list that we reviewed yesterday.
It's interesting, though. I don't that
we've never had that before.
The payroll withholding.
Because we normally cut that in a check.
That's right.
So we see that, and it's in check form. So I guess we're doing it electronically.
It's electronic now, yes.
Great.
Oh, I see. It would have just been another one of the vendor checks.
Yep.
So
that's right.
It's being shown
that's
as a separate line.
That's how we've seen
item.
It in the past.
Okay.
Okay. We have a motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Yesterday we received a legal update, an update from our county manager, our emergency manager, emergency management director, our communications department, and an update from our airport manager.
Move to approve consent agenda items A, B, C, and D.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item, which is the Mount Warner radio site battery replacements. Please be careful. I'll let you guys take it.
So I'm asking for your consideration to approve this invoice and payment related to the purchase of the VHF and microwave batteries at the Mount Warner communication site. A little background with the situation. This was an oversight on our part of coming to you beforehand and getting authorization to expend the funds. It wasn't intentional. The money was budgeted. There was $24,000 budgeted in the 2017 budget year for the project. And when we went through scheduling and so forth, only one vendor was interested in doing the project at all. So we went ahead and had the vendor perform the work, replace the batteries, and we got their invoice in December, realized that we had not come before you guys and asked for official approval to expend the funds. So that's what we're asking for today.
It's really good that you got up there and got it done anyway, right?
Well, it is. It was necessary. It was needed.
And it was in fact within the pool, the money.
Correct. $24,000 was budgeted, and the final expenditure, final amount ended up being $6,478. So we're pleased at that. Fortunately, just the one vendor was the only one that we could find that was interested in doing the work.
Why do you think it came in so far below what was in the pool?
The budget was set a couple years ago when we were doing all the sites.
Oh.
And we got a quote from a vendor years ago at 24, and so that's what we plugged into the forecast. Well, that vendor didn't even want to respond to the RFP when it became official and such, and so we had to go and find another vendor to do the same work, and we found this one, which we were fortunate to do. Chris found this one, and so his price, when he came in at all the sites last year, we experienced the same thing. They came in at about between 6 and 7, and Warner was the last site to get done.
Great.
Yeah.
Considerably lower.
Right.
Do we need to waive our purchasing process for this? Just approve the invoice?
Just approve the invoice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for a motion.
Move to approve the invoice and payment for the VHF and microwave batteries for the Mount Warner's communication site, noting the expenditure amount of $6,478 and the funding source is the communications plan budget.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So we can have Doug sign that.
11-10 item, which is the Red Rock Gravel Pit Lease Agreement. Rick, I'll let you take over.
Okay, thank you. Commissioners, I'm here recommending a motion to authorize the chairman to sign the lease agreement between American Land Holdings of Colorado, LLC, and Rock County for mining of gravel in the Red Rock Gravel Pit on County Road 53. Mike Mordi, the assistant director, is here with me, who has championed this lease agreement in the past and is here to answer any questions and further comments.
So you said that this one was not going to be actually a three-year lease. It's going to be...
It's a five-year lease with 3 one-year extensions at the end.
Instead of
a five-year lease with 1 3-year extension.
And so and it's not a self-executing extension. You have to give them notice.
Which we had to on the last one.
Okay, so that's on someone's radar to make sure that letter goes out.
Absolutely.
5 years from now. Okay, great.
Yeah, we did that on the last one prior to them, and we went and did our, I gave them notice, and then that's why this lease expired in 2016, actually, and I gave them notice, but then they were under almost a pending sale, and they said they wanted to wait until the sale went through. The sale never went through, and then I think they went through bankruptcy, and they wanted to wait until after
that. So we didn't mine any gravel there in 2017?
I think we went in and crushed some, but
very small usage.
But once they kind of got through those two roadblocks, they were going to go and start getting agreements back.
It's pretty decent quality gravel.
It's good for fill. We usually crush it down to about 3-inch to use as a base fill for roads and the like. When we've had our slide, we've used it quite extensively on our slide up on Barnes Hill, up on County Road 80, and the like, mostly in kind of the Hayden area.
Yeah. You ready for a motion?
Yep.
Madam Chair, I move to authorize the chairman to sign the lease agreement between American Land Holdings of Colorado, LLC, and Rob County for mining of gravel in the Red Rock Gravel Pit on County Road 53.
We have a motion and a second. Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks.
1140 item, which is the Taylor Grazing Act Project Proposal Request Notice. Mm-hmm. Great, I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. Thanks, Commissioners. I am also requesting the BCC for comments and approval of a newspaper article to appear in the week of January 22nd in the Steamboat Today newspaper, providing background to the Taylor Grazing Act and Rock County Range Improvement Fund. And Greg is our weed manager for County of Route and has been championing the weed program for many years now and is here to add additional comments and answer any questions on this.
So the commissioners authorized the weed board to be the recommending agency to determine how these monies are spent.
That is correct.
Yeah, and if memory serves me, that occurred in the fall of 2015. We put out the first notice requesting proposals in January of 2016. We got three. Last year, we put out the same legal notice, and we got zero proposals. So that's why I'm changing the format a little bit here, and I prepared a letter to appear in the legals, which has been signed by Gary Smalley, who's president of the Weed Board. And I also wrote a newspaper article which incorporates the specific request items from the legal notice into the newspaper article, and I got permission to shuffle my dates around as well as extension dates around for when we're going to present things in the roster of articles for Community Ag Alliance, and I got permission to do it on the 22nd. So,
and then you, in addition to that, you also, don't you contact the leaseholders?
This letter that I prepared for the legal notice will also go out to BLM permittees.
Okay.
And it's also going to appear in the Community Ag Alliance newsletter, which will go out in February. The January one went out the first week of January this year.
And so we've actually all, the weed board, or we collectively have only funded one project, which was the Gates project, or have we done?
Well, the Gates project is broken up into two. Then you also, the Taylor money also funded to $1,000 to the preparation of the Yampa River Leafy Spurge project video.
Right.
So I anticipate that the Leafy Spurge project may come in with a project proposal.
Probably a $10,000 request.
Yeah. And so, because the Weed Board has already approved $10,000 to be allocated toward meeting the requirements necessary to repeat the treatments that were done in Route County for the Leafy Spurge project in this last June to be repeated this next year in May, June, because especially
we need
something
3 years.
Like Leafy Spurge, it's probably going to need a minimum of 3 years. Of 3 years
to
on the same site.
To demonstrate whether or not we have successful methods.
Right. So that's not exactly to the point of what we're trying to do here, but it's likely a project that will be proposed.
Right. All right. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the letter and the newspaper article as presented.
Second. We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I also included for commissioner support.
The support letter for the application to the CDA.
I got an email back from Doug.
I'm good with that.
It's
the reorganization of our building and plant and purchasing department. I'll turn it over to our human resources director.
Okay, we have a request before you to approve said reorganization. We're looking to put the building and plant staff under the Road and Bridge Department and the purchasing staff under the Deputy County Manager. We will not be filling the building and plant director position, and we're also looking for approval of a facilities manager pay scale. This was previously the maintenance operations manager position, created the new position, and as a reclassification, he'll move into this position, reporting to the director of Road and Bridge, and have responsibilities for budget, working with the Road and Bridge director to get the building and plant budget taken care of, supervising the building and plant staff, maintaining the buildings, working on improvement projects, and similar to what he did in the past, but with a little bit more responsibility than the former building and plant director had. And then the purchasing will fall under the deputy county manager. We've already been before the board and had approval for two buyer positions. They're both filled, and I think things are going well there. The new positions going through all the purchasing manuals and learning things, and the existing employee is carrying on.
I don't have any questions.
Did you want to make some comments, Tom, about what drove this change?
Why we're doing this? Chris mentioned it. We had our building and plant director had retired, and with your agreement, board's agreement, I did an assessment of the building and plant department, and frankly, with the focus as to put that program under another department. The assessment that I have made clear that because of the commonality of the types of duties, services provided by a building and plant as an internal services department, similar to the activities of Road and Bridge, especially when it comes to the upkeep of county's grounds and then of also our buildings. So it made sense to place the building and plant department under Road and Bridge. Didn't need a director for building and plant, so that position, I guess, as Chris has stated, is the position that we're now calling the facilities manager. And again, that person will provide, will work underneath the Road and Bridge director and do the budgeting activities under the oversight of the Road and Bridge director, as well as the planning of day-to-day operations for building and plant services. That would be done under the auspices and oversight of the Road and Bridge director. The pay scale was completed by Chris, and I don't know if you have any questions about that. We could certainly about how we did that, the process we used to change the pay scale.
And we're step six is where we're placing that position?
Yes.
Which will replace?
It's currently at a step six on its existing pay scale, and normally with reclassifications, they maintain their step. And this was where the building and plant director had been. This would be the new maintenance, and this was the building and plant maintenance
operators.
Why do
they typically maintain their same step?
Because they've been in the position, a lot of times they've been doing the duties. The position has just evolved over the years, and the new duties and things were captured prior. And so in his case, he's just getting more budget requirements. I think he was helping Tim with the budget, but he'll be preparing him now instead of Tim, and then working with Rick to get it all through the approval process.
So are his duties changing a lot?
The duties that are changing is over the real ad for the duties is oversight of the building and plant pool budget.
Okay.
And then, but the operations and maintenance budget, of course, had been managed and put together by the building and plant director. Now those will be duties that the facilities manager will have. However, in the last position of our maintenance and operations coordinator or supervisor, the Steve Faulkner that's in that position had been providing operational and budget input to Tim Winter as he developed that budget. So he had a lot of touch with that budget, as well as with our planning of our capital projects. This last year, Mr. Faulkner oversaw the projects that the new parking lot out at the sheriff's office and remodels of other rooms and buildings, including our extension kitchen in this facility.
I will just say I think Steve's doing fantastic work, so I'm not talking about Steve.
I get
it just
you.
Seems like a $17,000 pay increase for some more budget responsibility, and that's occurring because we're maintaining the step level, whereas if you
it's more like 14,000, I think.
Plus, we also
16,781
had to take a look.
We're going from from step 6 at 66102 to
okay, step 14,000.
And this has got the 3% in it. These are the 2017 pay scales.
Right. I'm just saying that if you came in at, I mean, you know, it would still be an increase if you came in at step 1. So I just, I'm just kind of questioning the justification that if you're at a step in one job, why you automatically come in at that same step.
The other thing we looked at, and we didn't catch it, Steve had one of the folks under him was making more than he was. If we hadn't,
yeah, I was going to mention that too.
Looked at the pay, re-looked at the pay scale. We had actually had a pay scale that was lower.
So I'll just say I won't even talk about Steve's position. I just at some later date I'd like to discuss more why if you're at a step 6, you're at a step 6 in a new position too.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to me that you maintain the same step.
Okay.
But then to reiterate the
especially if it results in a pay increase.
I get your pay. I get your point. Yes.
The duties of the facilities manager, as compared to the duties of what was the maintenance operations manager, include those higher level project planning and execution.
That's correct. The building and plant director had been doing that work before.
Okay. I don't have any.
Okay.
But there is some technical expertise that's required, you know, for the facilities manager position regarding developing plans for projects.
And in particular, the assistance that person will be providing on the CLEF project over the next year and a half, 2 years.
I should stay with you also, sorry. Within the agenda packet, there is a new organizational chart for the position.
That included the correction that Doug brought to your attention.
That's correct.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move to approve the reorganization of the Building and Plant Department under the Road and Bridge Department and placing the purchasing program under the Deputy County Manager and approval of a new pay scale for the facilities manager position.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. 5, agreement for the Communications Center.
As you know, Commissioners, with our combined law enforcement facility, we have the need to move IT equipment and communications equipment from the current FISCOM center to the new facility. There's going to be some coordination that's needed regarding the timing of the purchasing of the equipment that the comm center has, and then the timing for moving that equipment into the CLEF. County staff, I've spoken with county staff about being able to supervise that and be able to make those arrangements, but also there is the need to have this coordinated by the owner's rep, NB5, that has a touch with the overall CLEF project. So this contract is for NB5 to provide those services at the time that we need to coordinate the purchase of the equipment and also the timing of the move of the equipment into the new facility. I don't anticipate that this is going to be a lot of hours. That's why I negotiated a maximum of 70 hours for NV5 on this project. With that work effort cost at $10,500 at an hourly rate from NV5, and also possible expenses, travel reimbursable expenses of up to $1,000. Frankly, I don't think that we're going to need half that time, but that's why this contract is on a as-needed hourly basis as directed by me as county manager.
Sounds great. I don't have any questions.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that if this was a standalone project, it might be more expensive, but given the fact that it's part of a much larger project, I agree. I don't think it should take that much effort on NB5s. Madam Chair, I move to approve and authorize the Chair's signature on an agreement between Rouse County and NV5 Incorporated for owner's representative services for the Communications Center finishes within the CLEF project at a not-to-exceed fee of $10,500 with possible reimbursable costs of $1,000.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I, acting as chair, move that the Board of County Commissioners go into executive session to discuss PDR projects 189 and 190. This executive session is being electronically recorded, but minutes of the meeting will not be produced. This is an executive session for the following purposes: to discuss the purchase, acquisition, lease, transfer, or sale of real personal or other property interests under CRS section 246402-4A. I caution each participant to confine all discussion to the stated purpose of this executive session and that no formal action may occur during the executive session. If at any point in the executive session any participant believes that the discussion is going outside of the proper scope of the executive session, please interrupt the discussion and make an objection. It is January 16th, 2018, and the time is 1 o'clock.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion. The time is now 1:35, and the executive session has been concluded. The following persons were present at this executive session: Alan Taylor, Carrie Homosinski, Tim Corrigan, Tom Sullivan, Dan Weinheimer, Linnea South, Claire Sollers, John Ayer. That's it. The board limited its discussion to the purpose stated in the motion to go into executive session, and no formal action was taken.
So we do need a motion here to...
to move it to an agenda, right?
Yeah. Are you giving me directions to put it on next week's agenda?
So, Madam Chair, I'd like to move to accept the PDR Board's recommendation to approve Tier 2 documents related to PDR Project 189, and can I do this in one motion, and 190, to place the project on the Commissioner's agenda for funding approval, noting that all Tier 2 criteria has been met.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So I just thought it'd be interesting for you guys. I went to a really interesting